Strangers in the Wood is an actual play series drawing elements from gothic fairy tales and 80s fantasy and sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings will always be made available in the description.
Walter, where has fighting gotten us so far?
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's,
I don't think violence is gonna get us anywhere. I think the last few times we fought has only made things worse.
Let me go!
You shouldn't be out here. Have you already been assigned a home?
Yes. I have a home.
I...
And I'd want to go back to it.
And the two of you walk to the stairs to head up to the office.
This girl here, and points to Dakota, is Dakota. The other girl ran away before I could give her her uniform. Edward goes, wait, what? But she said, why would you listen to a child, you baboon? That you are, in fact, a student here. Why did you lie to me?
I didn't. I'm not a student here.
But you are.
That hall monitor you got seems like a solid dude. You know, seems like he would do anything to help the kids, you know?
What are you implying, Mr. Walter? Take them to detention now!
To which Edward kind of steps between the three of you and him and goes,
no!
Baring his teeth.
Edward! Listen to me!
Albert takes a step back. Edward takes a step forward. Albert goes to slap Edward again on the nose, and Edward catches his arm mid-swing.
You will not hit me again.
Either you let us go, or you don't. And if you don't, I don't think Edward would like that.
But you don't understand.
And as he says that, the lights go out in the hallway. You see these same vines and moss growing over the body of Edward, who was standing between you and the principal. He is gripped tightly, frozen, unable to move, as these vines, in like an instant, grown up through the ground, around his body, holding his joints stiff. You see this look of panic on his face as he like is trying to struggle against the vines that are still steadily growing up his body around and slowly making its way towards his neck.
He's here. Look what you've done. If only you'd just gone to class.
There is this deep and unsettling chuckle that echoes throughout the halls, bouncing off of the walls and hitting that low register that shakes you to your core.
I guess I was wrong. I said this was going to be fun.
You all hear this voice just echoing from everywhere. The source of it not found. Coming from the walls, the ceilings, the floors, from the person next to you, from the voice over your shoulder, from someone down the hall. It is a voice that pierces deeply.
Dorothy is whimpering into
Dakota's sleeve. I don't know, like, whatever I have grabbed, like, your arm or your leg. I'm just buried my face into you.
What are you doing, Walter and Dakota?
I would say Dakota's...
Dakota, I should say you recognize this voice.
Yup. I'd say Dakota's probably comforting Dorothy and probably bringing her to her feet while, like, looking around, like, desperately, like, hearing the voice come from all directions, probably desperately, like, looking around, like, trying to find, like, something to see, like, anything that's, like, in the corners of the room or just somewhere. Just desperately, like, frantically looking around to figure out, like, what's emanating this sort of sound.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like, are you doing a gander?
Yeah, sure.
You take a long, hard look around. Describe what you were looking into in bowl plus noodle. Do you have gander or not?
I don't have gander, no.
Okay, so you're going to roll with minus that's two. That's nice.
I'm going to roll what? Just base noodle? Or is it just a base roll?
What's your noodle?
It's zero.
So it's going to be your roll minus two.
Okay. Is that six or nine?
Well, it's a D6, so I would have... Okay, on a seven.
Yeah.
On a seven, ask your GM two of the following questions. One of them will be true, and the other will be a lie. Do you see the list of questions?
Yeah, I do. I see them. We're using the section one questions, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do. What are they thinking? And what here isn't as it appears to be?
What here is not what it appears to be, and what are they thinking? Is the they in this question the person whose voice you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. The answer to what are they thinking, you can tell by the sound of their voice. You've probably met people who spoke like this before, or have been in situations like this before, where it's the kind of tone in someone's voice when they know they have power in a situation, and they are almost sadistically rubbing that in someone's face. That they have control and another person doesn't, and they are going to have fun because they have control. It's that kind of sadistic tone that lets you know that what they are thinking is they can't wait to play with their new toys. What here is not what it appears to be. You can tell by the fear in Principal Albert's eyes, the way in which he looks around, terrified, the way that his body shakes and trembles at the sound of this voice, lets you know that whoever is the source of this voice is the person who is really in control of what is going on.
Dude, which one was the fucking lie?
That's a good question, isn't it?
What? That's a...
Okay.
Shit. Oh, okay. That did not help. That made things worse. Okay.
I wasn't going to make what the lie was obvious, was I?
No. All right. I guess Dakota just kind of more or less bolsters and stands their ground.
Mm-hmm.
I guess probably calls out to the voice. Where are you?
Where am I? Well, I'm everywhere, my dear Dakota. I'm in the walls and the floors. I'm in your bloodstream. I am the school. I'm the sublime itself. I am everywhere.
Holy shit.
I don't like that at all.
I'm like physically actually like I'm like actually taking psychic damage. I guess just what do you want? What are you doing to Edward? And then can I... Is Edward being hurt right now?
Yeah, you're saying as the vines are slowly... Like, he's not being hurt, but he's being constricted and restricted from movement. And you're watching as the vines are slowly growing. They've already grown... Like, in an instant, they had grown, like, up his legs and, like, around most of his torso and was, like, actively constricting his arms. By this point, his arms have been fully restricted. He can't move them, and the vines are moving to his neck.
Can I use Step Up to start, like, ripping the vines from Edward and trying to, like, peel him, like, out of it?
Sure. Step Up. What's your Step Up? Is that a big kid?
Plus Steam.
Yeah, you're a big kid. And you have to... Okay. Awesome. I like that. You're a big kid, and you have to protect those who can't protect themselves. Roll plus Steam. Go for it.
Oh. That's a 7. That's an 8.
It's an 8? Okay, you protect your friend, but put yourself in imminent danger. I'm going to say as you go up to the vines to start pulling them off of him, you pull, like, you're able to pull off, like, 2 or 3 vines, but as you try to, like, throw them back, they sling out of your arm, wrap around your wrist, and then begin to continue to grow and start constricting your movement as well. Walter and Dorothy, you're watching as these vines are very quickly, like, wrapping themselves around Dakota, stopping her from being able to move. As she was going to pull these vines off of Edward.
Oh, Dakota, so quick to act and so slow to think.
You don't know anything. And I try and budge. I'm assuming nothing happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're still able to move. They are growing over you as you are talking and slowly beginning to constrict you. If you don't act fast and find a way to remove them, they will constrict your movement.
I'm going to keep trying to rip them off of Edward.
Okay. Yeah. With the movements that you were doing, you see that they have stopped. Yeah. They have stopped growing on him and, like, are, like, slowly receding a little bit. Like, whatever vines you had torn off of them have stopped them from growing. But now those, the parts that were growing are now growing on you. Walter, do you do anything as this is happening?
Okay. Jeez. He can hear this voice too.
Yeah, right? Everybody can hear this voice.
Okay. He just yells to the voice, like referring to the vines. Just says, "Hey! Let them go, and they not doing anything wrong here, okay?"
Walter, you're gonna tell me what to do now, Walter. What will happen if I don't let them go?
More of a suggestion, but...
What are you going to do?
By this point, Dakota, you are unable to move your arms anymore. You can move your legs, but the vines are slowly growing down to root themselves into the floor.
Oof, okay. Walter says, well, I don't... Okay.
Can I run toward the principal's office?
Yeah, 100%, you can.
Okay, I'm going to... do that.
Okay, you run towards the principal's office. Let's finish up what Walter was doing.
Yeah, and then, that's what.
Yeah.
What would I, as a longer term resident of the Sublime, what would I know about who this voice is or could be?
You are 100% sure, based on powers displayed, based on who. Or how Principal Albert is responding, that this voice is coming from the stranger. Okay. The ruler of the Sublime.
Right. This is a ballsy move, and it's probably not going to pay off. Walter says, well, I can't do much to you. You know, I both know that. But, I've gotten away from you for this long. I'm going to keep getting away from you. And if it takes a fucking eternity of making your life live in hell, if that's what it takes, I'll do it.
Walter, you think that you've gotten away from me? My dear boy, if you've gotten away from me...
and you hear all the, you know how I describe the voices as like kind of coming from everywhere?
Yeah.
In this moment, for you, Walter, the voice is right over your shoulder.
Huh. Then what are you still doing here, boy?
Walter definitely jumps. Which I'm sure as a weasel, that probably actually just looks kind of cute.
You jump and kind of look over your shoulder where that voice came from. And there's like a wisp of smoke that dissipates as soon as you turn to look at it.
Okay.
Let's cut to what Dorothy was doing. Dorothy, you were running to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the double doors, the same kind of blue tinted lighting, like this deep, dark blue is that same thing is going on in here.
Cool. I know where Miss Jackson was sitting before, right?
Yeah, she was sitting at the desk that's like just ahead of you.
Cool. Is there like an intercom system that is on that desk?
Mm-hmm.
I run for it.
Okay. Yeah, you run over to the other side. I guess like stand in the chair that she was that she sits at, and you see like this intercom system. It's the like classic old, like it just looks like a mic. That is like sitting out of like this platform with like a like an arching like arm that holds it, and there's like a couple of buttons on the front that allows you to operate it.
Okay. I try to find the one that turns it on.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just say, yeah, you easily play around with the buttons and you find the one that turns it on. Out in the hallway, you all hear the loud like feedback noise.
Feedback.
As the intercom is being turned on.
Great. I then lean into the mic and I say,
"Attention, all students, please evacuate to the hallways immediately. Please evacuate to the hallways immediately. Thank you."
This sounds like a grift to me. You try to convince someone to do something against their self-interest. Deception.
I mean, is it against their self-interest? I don't know. I guess.
I would say leaving class. I would say leaving class is 100% against their self-interest.
Mm, okay. It's coming from the school intercom. It has to be true. No, it's
fine. A voice they've never heard before. Yeah, exactly. That sounds like a literal child.
Yeah. For sure.
Roll plus mush.
For grift again?
Yeah, for grift.
Okay. That's a 7.
Okay. They'll consider it for a price. I don't know what this price is.
Simultaneously, every student in the school says, "What's in it for me?"
Huh, what's the price for this?
$7.
But each student gets $7.
Oh man, that's a lot of money.
Please evacuate to the hallway to receive your free piece of candy.
There is the price here is going to be, you need to give a reason. And you can tell that this is the price because there immediately isn't a bunch of people crowding out into the halls. You don't hear any of that. And you think back to your times in class. Any time that there has been like an announcement over the intercom about like, you know, an emergency meeting or something, yada, yada, whatever. They always give like at least a general reason of why this is happening, right? They'll be like, oh, for, you know, a meeting, or, oh, you know, for emergency fire drill. Like, they'll prepare them for that before it happens, right? But you've just said everyone go into the hall and have given no reason as to why.
I turn it on again.
So I will say, not just any random reason, a good reason.
Yeah, for sure. I say,
"Attention all students, there is a fire. Please evacuate to the hallways immediately."
Turn it off again.
All right, that's good enough for me.
It's the 80s. I should have said a bomb threat, but whatever.
Yeah, you should have said the commies are coming. Back in the hallway, Walter, as this thing has just happened, Dakota, Walter, the two of you, Principal Albert and Edward, are like kind of like looking up a little bit as the sound of the intercom has gone off. You hear Dorothy make her wild clam of a fire over the intercom. And as the roots are beginning to be formed by the vines, keeping Dakota immobilized for the most part, you hear the sounds of the doors opening and people beginning to file into the hallways from either side.
I don't know if I made things better or worse. Just trying to create distractions.
Who knows?
You have changed the situation, which I think is better than letting it go on.
You start seeing like people crowding into the hallways. You see teachers calling out on either side, saying, you know, typical fire drill, you know, formations. They're trying to funnel people into like specific areas, and you see they are starting to crowd and like walk in this direction, but then like now like they're starting to notice what's going on. So as people are like starting to walk in this direction, they're like kind of stopping and be like, oh, what's happening? Principal Albert starts to make his way to his feet and go, what is, I'm sorry, sir, I'm terribly sorry for what's going on. As the kids are like slowly getting closer, and you all can like hear the sounds of just like whispers bouncing off the walls of like, what's going on? Is that Principal Albert? Is that Edward the hall monitor? What's going on? As like confusion has broken out. Dakota or Walter, is there anything you do? As Dakota, the roots have now implanted themselves into the ground, rooting you in place, making it incredibly hard to move.
Are they over my face at all, or is it just up my shoulders?
It's just around your arms and like around your waist and down to your legs. They have not made it to like your torso, your neck, or your head.
I think Dakota gives up here. I think Dakota just kind of stops trying to move.
As you do that, the vines are growing quicker, starting to wrap more of your legs, moving to your waist and up your torso. Walter, you see as... What does it look like? Describe to me, Dakota, what does it look like as you begin to give up?
I mean, you see a sort of... Dakota's hands were trying to grasp the things in front of them. And as, like, she is sitting there trying to rip the vines from Edward and is trying to, you know, free the one hope they had to get out of the school. She realizes that she's unable to do it, that she can't fix the situation. She can't be the person to defend her friends or her foster sister. And as she's trying to free Edward and finding her inability to move her arms, she looks back and see that Dorothy is no longer there, and that once again she's ran away, and she looks back and stops moving.
Okay. Walter?
I don't know what to do. The situation is very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word for it.
I think he's going to keep talking with the voice.
Okay. What do you say?
I think in response to, like, all of the students coming out, he just says, and I think he says it, like, quietly because he knows that the voice can still hear. He says, you know you can't keep this up forever.
You think I can't keep this up forever? How long do you think this bomb has been around, boy?
Quite a bit longer than me, I suppose.
Much longer than you. Hell, much longer than me. And I plan to keep it going for as long as I'm able. I guarantee you, it's going to be much longer after you.
Well, we'll see. You know something? You may have absolute power over this place. And if you do, and I don't know if you do, but if you do, I'm kind of wondering why I'm still walking free in most places. But you may have that. I'm going to make a bold claim here, all right? I'm smarter than you. I'm a lot smarter than you.
You think so? Then how about we test that?
Yeah.
I'll give you 5 minutes before I kill Dakota. Timer starts now.
Shit!
Can I run back from the principal's office?
Yeah, you can run back from the principal's office. And I'm letting you all know right now, I'm setting a timer, and I'm pressing...
5 real minutes?!
I'm pressing the button now.
Okay, shit. Alright, we gotta get out of here. Alright.
Okay, I wanted to run back into all this and try to grab Dakota's arm. Yeah.
Yeah, you run back. You see that Dakota is currently pinned in place. It looks like she has given up as these vines are continuing to grow up her legs, around her waist, up her torso, and making their way to her neck.
Dakota! Dakota, we gotta go!
Go, Dorothy.
Okay, wait. Dakota brought... Had weed stuff, right?
Yes.
And she left it in the office.
Taken away by the principal.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, okay. Wait, hold on. I want to interject here. You said that he set it on his desk behind him.
I said he set the gun behind. The weed stuff, he waved his hand and it disappeared.
He palmed it for later. True.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep tugging at Dakota's arm.
Okay. Is this a specific move you're trying to do, or just rolling a steamroll?
Can I do... Let's see.
3 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Seconds.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying. I'm literally just trying to look at moves.
I know.
I'm trying to bolster her. I don't see a move that can, like...
What do you mean by bolster her?
Like, I'm not trying to physically pull her out of the vines or anything. I'm just, like, trying to, like, come on, let's go. Like trying to put some pep in her step
again.
Just talk to me.
You just gotta talk to her. Wait.
There's still students in the hallway, right? They're still evacuating?
Yeah, they're still... Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Walter is going to yell, "Hey, this girl's trapped! We need to get her out of here, or else she'll be trapped in the fire!"
Roll grift.
That's a fucking 11. I've rolled 2 sixes.
Okay. You see most of the kids kind of freeze in place, unsure as to what to do and how to help, or if they should help, and one person runs out from the group of them, and you recognize her. She is the girl that you saw leaving the principal's office as you all were waiting for him. She is now dressed in the brown outfit that she was given, and you see, and I don't remember if you remember how I described her, she's a darker skinned girl, she's got curly hair, she's wearing the brown outfit, but now she also has deer horns that are slowly growing from her forehead, and she runs over to the lot of you, past the principal, who the principal actually has run off by this point out of fear. Mm-hmm. She comes over and says, "Oh, I'll help." And she starts trying to take off vines, in which case she will be aiding anyone who makes a steamroll to try to get Dakota out.
Can I?
There's 1 minute and 12 seconds.
Can I also call out to everybody with, like, be a friend, basically, like, and say, we need help?
Maybe. sure. That's going to take time. You have less than a minute. You're watching.
Walter's going to start biting at
okay,
biting
fine,
the vines.
Yeah.
All right, roll a steam roll. You have plus one to it.
Okay. It's an 8.
An 8, is that including the plus 1?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You have started taking them off. You are making progress, but you have not fully stopped them. I'm going to add a minute to this timer. I have paused it at 35 seconds. You now have 1 minute and 35 seconds to stop her from being choked out.
I want
to
keep...
vines. And that is... Give me 1 second. And it is going to start right now.
I want to keep pulling the vines.
What are you guys doing? You're going to get stuck too. Stop.
I don't care. I'm not leaving stop. Without you.
Pussy, you don't need me.
Is it, Kendrick? 9.
I told her to roll plus C. Steam. Is that before or
that's after?
After
the minus one.
After the minus one?
For Steam, yeah. So I
got
a 9.
You also get the plus one.
Oh, okay, then.
You can also get the plus one from her. So that is a 10. The three of you fully pull off all of the vines, freeing Dakota, throwing the vines to the ground where they lie motionless. Dakota, as you feel this tight grip that was originally like crushing you slowly, as you could feel it like restricting every movement, but as you had like kind of started to give up, it became less and less pressure as much as almost this kind of comforting embrace as it slowly moved its way up your body and now being torn away from you by Walter, Dorothy, and this new girl. And you all get all of the vines off.
We gotta go. Come on.
Hello there, friends. It is I, Kendrick, your game master and friend, here to do the mid-roll housekeeping stuff. Okay, I'm not going to keep doing that voice. But thank you all so much for listening to Strangers in the Wood. It means so much to us that anyone is... you know, taking the time out of their very busy day to listen to us. And it means a lot to us, really. If you are enjoying the podcast, be sure to leave a rating, a review, or whatever on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best ways to give us feedback because, well, it's easy for us to look at, but it also lets other people know how you feel about the show as well. Alternatively, if you just kind of want to tell us how you feel, you can always email us at talesyettoldpod@gmail.com. That's just talesyettoldpod@gmail.com. You can email us any feedback. If you think that we've missed any content warning that you think should have been added to our list of content warnings, please feel free to email us and we will update it as soon as we can. That's something that I know we take very seriously, especially as episodes go on. Things will definitely get more in the area of where we might hit some people's triggers, just because we are this is a horror season, and well, there are things that are going to happen, so I don't want to spoil you, but I do want to prepare you for that. Be prepared. But as always, we do keep our content warnings in the description, so you can always check that out. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Tales Yet Told. That's where we post all of our updates about when episodes are coming out, if there's any kind of delay. Like, I know there was a delay not terribly long ago, and that was a whole deal, but that's on us. And, well, we posted on Twitter about it, and, well, if you wanted to know, that's where you would have found out. We also post character art that we get, and we also share character art that we get as well. We recently got some fan art from the character designer of the original characters, Dorothy, Dakota, and Walter, at Thurs_games. It was absolutely wonderful. We got some art of Dex and Edgar. Super cute. Absolutely loved it. And we also got some commissioned art from at Spooky Nest, which was beautiful. And you can find all of that on our Twitter. So go follow us there. It would mean a lot to us. And last, but of course not least, we want to give a huge shout out to the Be Gay Roll Dice Network for allowing us into their humble podcasting network, where people like us create wonderful podcasts filled with amazing characters, stories, and have good fun times with their friends, and you're just going to love them. I know you are. In fact, I know you're going to love them so much that I'm about to play an ad for them right now. So don't forget, go out, be kind to yourself, eat enough food, drink enough water, get enough sleep, and love yourself like I love you. Bye.
Hey, Cap. What are the spell pieces in this ad?
Advertising, pandering, obligatory, and team.
Then I want to use my piece, Honest, and cast Honest Advertising to tell people that Sword of Symphonies is an actual playtest campaign of the game that you made, starring us.
Ooh, and I want to cast Charming Pandering and tell them how much fun we are to listen to. Ooh, or... Would that be charming team?
I think I have a charming team, yes, Kirsten.
Aww.
Nick, do you want Honest Advertising to tell them that we have sort of a cozy horror vibe and that people can listen to us every Saturday?
Oh, and before we do that, I'd like to add my spell piece music because I write everything in-house.
Yeah, I love your music, Kathleen, and I think your sound work in general is top-notch. So let's cast Honest Music Advertising and Charming Team on the listener and invite them to join us on Sword of Symphonies.
Ready to get your hands dirty and stuff some creds in your pocket? Then get ready for Cyber Plus Punk Overload, the first official expansion of the award-winning sci-fi action TTRPG, Cyber Plus Punk. This game is powered by a super-condensed version of John Harper's Forged in the Dark system, made specifically for action-packed one-shot sessions. Cyber Plus Punk puts you in the boots of a runner, living on the edge and stalking the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world full of megacorps, mercs, and pigs, all looking to f*** you over. And guess what? You've got one last run. Overload is a collection of 16 new scenarios that drop you into mega prisons, reality TV shows, time loops, badlands, and even the Netscape. Plus, you get additional add-ons, including gear catalogs, new plug-in rule sets, and complete settings, all bundled into three sleek thematic packs. Ain't that just grand? And if that's not enough, if you back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter, you can even get an exclusive hollow foil sleeve, making it seamless to take your game anywhere you're going. Now what the f*** are you waiting for? Go to Kickstarter now and back Cyber Plus Punk Overload. And good luck, runner. You're gonna need it.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
Dakota, we gotta go.
Aren't you guys stuck too? Where's your vines?
I don't have any. Come on.
Does Edward still have vines on him?
Yeah, he does. And he's like, he can't really quite turn his head too much, but he does shout, "The three of you need to get out of here now."
Dorothy, are we leaving him?
Go!
Yes, we have to.
Okay, where are we going?
Go.
I don't know. Down the hallway, I guess.
The girl.
Everyone else is going outside. We need to follow them.
The girl that helped you all take out off the vine says, "If you all are trying to get somewhere, I can get you out of here. Follow me."
Okay, great.
And she starts running down the hall.
I grab Dakota's hand and start trying to sprint after her. Come on, let's go.
Dakota follows Dorothy.
All right. The three of you, the four of you. Walter, do you follow?
Yeah.
The four of you start running down the hall, following behind this girl. All of the students around who are like kind of were funneling out, but have like had kind of stopped, but are like now continuing to do so, are watching you in awe as you run through the school. You all head in the direction of the stairs, heading back down.
I yell out at the people around us. I'm like, "The fire is going to get you. Run!"
People are like, it is a rush of people, all like struggling to get out, but in an orderly fashion, with no panicking.
Of course.
Following the directions of their teachers. And you all, quite oppositely, are running down all of these stairs until eventually you make it down to the first floor. And straight ahead, you see the doors for the school. As you make it down to the first floor, you see vines are beginning to crawl out of the ground up the walls, caressing the ceiling, kind of blocking out some of the blue light that is filtering down through the skylights and beginning to cover the entrance door of the school. And you hear a voice go,
"Oh, you thought that I was just gonna let all of you leave? Just like that? No, Won't be that simple. Come on, stay a while. You got lots to learn. It is a school, after all.
God, I hate this guy.
You said there's vines like covering like the door completely?
They are starting to cover the door. They aren't completely covering
it. Can Dakota like run ahead? Can I do cause mischief?
Yeah,
can
what's
I, like,
the mischief here?
Sprint. Can Dakota's gonna let go of Dorothy's hand and full on like sprint and shoulder check the doors.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Mischief. Plus noodle though. Fuck.
Cause mischief?
Well, cause mischief is plus noodle. Would this be more of a steamroll or? Can I use Skidoo maybe instead?
Yeah, you can use Skidoo.
Okay, I'm gonna use Skidoo.
Yeah.
Do we still get plus one from the deer girl? Or
no? No, not for this.
Okay. That is a 14.
A 14. That's amazing. Skidoo, time to run. Roll plus steam. On a 10 plus, you escape imminent danger. You charge forward through this group of people. Leading the way. Do all of you like follow behind her as she like kind of charges
Absolutely.
Forward shoulder first?
Yeah.
You all are like following behind her, this other girl following behind as well, and Dakota, you slam into the doors just as like the vines are like starting to coat all of the door, and you burst through it. You feel the resistance of the vines trying to hold it closed, but the strength of your just like body checking this door bursts it open out into the outside, and you see sunlight fill this hall, illuminating this dark blue space with the golden light of day. As you burst out into the open quad outside of the school, all of you kind of like spilling out down the front stairs of this school, which is this humongous brickwork building with this dark gothic style, and you see as vines and moss are still like growing around actively around the building, and the vines are beginning to flower and bloom and become this really gorgeous like mixture of architecture and nature as all of you spill out in front of the building. Is this like long driveway where it's like there's a main road out in front of the building, but like getting closer to the door, there's this kind of inlet that comes in from the road that arches around kind of an island of grass and foliage. And at the front, and like in the center of that island, is this large bronze statue that is turned face towards the school. And it is a similar image to that of the Thinker, where it is a figure sitting in a chair, but instead of like head in hand, like looking wistfully into the distance, it is a person sitting in the chair, leaning forward, their hands clasped together, and like where like their fingers are bridged, you know, that kind of look. Staring straight ahead, dead at you. It is this tall, almost kind of lanky figure with what looks like a suit on and slicked back hair, a bit of like a goatee and wild open eyes and a malicious toothy grin, staring down at all of you as you spill out of the school.
Cool statue for the kids. Yeah, get to look at that. That's real cool and fun for them.
Walter, you live here. Where are we going next?
I actually have a move for that.
Ooh.
I knew we could follow the girl, but
that's right.
True. That is true. Damn.
She looks just sexist. She looks just as confused. She was telling you she could take you out of the school.
Okay.
She, in fact, was not expecting to. Yes, I imagine. So as you all are like kind of out here now, she is like looking like to all of you and says, she was like kind of caught up in the moment, you can tell, and now is looking around unsure as to how to proceed, if she should go back into the school or what.
Dakota's gonna kind of put a hand out, Mick. Are you coming with us?
I should.
You don't want to go back in there, do you?
No, I guess not. And she takes your hand.
New friend. Epic.
What's your name again?
My name is Marley. Marley Butler.
Hi, Marley.
Can I take a gander at where we are?
Yeah, that's fair.
Where we should.
Yeah, for sure. Gus, were you about to do a move as well?
Yeah, so I have a move. If we're looking for where to go next, I have a move called Connected, which is, yeah, I mean, it's basically, yeah, it says in your time here, you've met your fair share of forest folk. Roll plus noodle. On a 10 plus, I know someone who might be able to help out and you know where they might be. On a 7 and 9, you might know someone who could help, but they might not be trustworthy.
Fair. Okay. Yeah, roll plus noodle.
Okay. That is a 9.
A 9. You might know someone who can help, but they may not be trustworthy. Walter, you remember the last time that you escaped this school, you had help. And that help came from the bus driver. The bus driver is a person you've probably met twice before your exodus from the school. It's a woman by the name of Lucy Chapman. And she's kind of sketchy. She's the bus driver for the Sublime County School for Lost Children, which primarily takes children who are above or older than the green class, have already been given families, but goes to school so that they can be assigned roles. And you know she's kind of sketch. And you also know that the bus stop is not too far from here.
Okay. I say, you guys be all right taking a bus ride?
Dorothy nods emphatically.
Okay, good, because I don't have any better ideas.
As long as it gets us away from here, I'm cool with it.
So
the four of you walk down the road. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
What?
No, oh, never yeah, mind.
Okay. You sure?
Wait, okay.
I was going to take a gander, and I did roll. But
oh, that's right.
Okay. If we're just...
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 12.
Okay. Your gander.
Yeah, I got the questions. It's okay. What is going on here, and what here isn't as it appears to be?
What is going on here? All of you have just escaped Sublime County School for Lost Children. As it is slowly being overtaken by vines, controlled by whatever entity is in control of that. What here is not what it appears to be. The statue here. This is an odd statue to be in front of a school. It doesn't inspire confidence or pride or reverence. It doesn't seem like something made to honor any person. For the person depicted is given a malicious appearance and detail that seems like it would be antithetical to the reasoning why you would make a statue of a person. Unless your goal was to make them seem malicious or evil or whatever. But it almost feels a little forced.
Like the face it's making, or like the fact that it's...
The whole statue. The fact that you all came out of this building being controlled by vines, by some mysterious figure, and like... All of this feels this like even like the whole vine thing, the whole, you know, turn the school dark, the whole you come out and in front there's a like a statue looking down at you in like the most like menacing way possible. It all feels kind of forced and untactfully constructed. There's no subtlety here. And that feels weird.
Okay. I will, I guess, note that.
Walter's going to try something. Walter's going to, like, you know, kind of like as they're starting to walk towards the bus stop, he stops and he looks at the statue, and he says kind of under his breath, "It doesn't matter that we escaped, does it? You can still hear us out here. You can hear us everywhere."
There is...
Probably.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Was that a thing that you were talking to the group about? Or, like, were you talking to the statue about?
He was just talking. He was talking to whoever might be listening.
Okay.
Any,
Dakota, were you going to respond?
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. But like you said, we're still walking around, aren't we?
Walter is going to think the words in his mind, "I am still smarter than you. I'm gonna win."
Do you all do anything?
If nothing happens, then he continues on.
Nothing happens.
All right.
I'm gonna follow Walter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dakota?
I'm gonna bring Marley along with us, right?
Yeah.
You follow Walter?
Yeah.
What was her last name again?
Butler.
Butler. Butler.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The four of you make your way to the bus stop. It's a little ways down the road. This is the first paved road any of you have seen in the Sublime. Not you, Walter. Right. You have seen paved roads. But it's the first paved roads that Dorothy or Dakota have seen since they've arrived in the Sublime. And you all walk. It's about maybe like an eighth of a mile down the road a little bit, and eventually you see like a sign sticking out of the side of the road that says Sublime County Bus Stop.
All right.
Guess. Are we getting on the bus?
Yeah, well, I guess we wait, because the bus isn't here, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no. The bus isn't here yet.
Yeah, we wait.
I just want to turn to Marley and be like, "So why are you here?"
"Why am I here? Your friend was asking for help, so I thought I'd help."
"Do you live here in Sublime?"
"Well, yeah, we all do. Don't you?"
"You're right. No, we live a few counties over."
"A few counties over?" She turns, she like kind of cocks her head a little bit as if she's confused by that concept of a place outside of the Sublime.
"We're from Franklin."
"I've never heard of Franklin."
"Have you ever been out of the city at all?"
"No one leaves the Sublime."
"Not even for vacations?"
"No. I mean, there's plenty to do in Sublime County, so, I mean, any vacation you could want would be here."
"Do you have a family?"
I was in blue class. So I was, after I graduated green class, I was assigned a family, which, oh my gosh, have, like, I should.
You don't have.
Oh, they're gonna worry. I shouldn't have left. Oh, this was a bad idea.
You didn't have like parents that like raised you? Are you?
She seems kind of confused by this question, as if she doesn't know how to answer it, because she doesn't understand what concept you're talking about.
"Do you have siblings?"
"No. I was assigned to be an only child."
"Assigned?
What is this? Oh, did they give you a new house? Did you get bounced or kicked out?"
"No, I wasn't kicked out. I was actually, I was top of my class when I graduated. Principal Albert said I was a very promising member of society."
"How did you go to school if you didn't have what? I don't understand."
"Yeah, if I might interject, Walter kind of like talks to Dakota and Dorothy and says, "If you haven't noticed, things work pretty different around here." And
I don't know. It sounds kind of like what I'm used to. Kind of sounds like foster care.
Yeah. Is that school a foster school, like a foster home?"
"You're on the right track, but no, it's." "It's different. Things are different. And I'm not gonna lie to you. What you said, Marley, was true. No one leaves the Sublime. But I'm gonna tell you something, Marley. Not everyone is from here, and not everyone who is from here is particularly fond of the way things are done around here. That's what we are.
If you were blue class, why aren't you wearing blue?
Oh. I guess. You see she, like, immediately begins to, like, blush a little bit and kind of, like, recede inwards a bit. As she, like, looks down at the ground and, like, scratches at the base of the deer antlers that are, like, growing out of her forehead, which 100% were not there the first time you saw her. She says, I asked if I could have a different role. You see, they had they said that I was going to be a teacher, and I, you know, I just think I could do better doing something else. And I went to talk to Principal Albert about it, and he said he wasn't very happy with that, and so he switched me to the brown class. I mean, he's the principal. That's his job. That's his role. And, I mean, it doesn't really matter what I want to be. She looks to you, blushing a little bit. And around this time, you all hear the sound of wheels on pavement and the sound of an engine getting closer, rounding the bend, and a bus, yellow and bright, appears around the corner. As leaves fall in the distance, your chariot of gold approaching silently, or not silently, rather loudly, because it's a bus. And the bus pulls up to the stop, the door almost perfectly aligning with where all of you are. And the door opens, and inside you see this woman, this pale, freckled, a little portly, curly. She has like dark curly hair, and wearing like a bus driver uniform. She opens the door, looks at all of you all, and says, "Well, what's taking so long? Get on in." And that's where we're going to end this session.
Right on.
God Almighty.
Fuck.
Well,
yeah,
fuck.
That's all right.
Good job. How are we feeling?
They had us in the first half.
Yeah.
Dude, can we talk about how fucking good Edward is?
Holy shit.
Holy Moses.
Man, we gotta go back for him. Somehow.
We gotta go back.
We gotta get him out of there.
Yeah, poor Edward.
No. This is we're putting together. We're gradually putting together the list of NPCs that is gonna come to aid us in like the final battle.
Oh.
So like,
oh, dude, we ride on.
Yeah,
Edward.
We ride on Edward. The sheriff is there. Carrie's doing psychic shit.
Yes.
I guess Marley, and then we don't have any other friends, so that's it.
Hey, whoa, bus driver.
Bus driver. We don't know yet. Maybe bus driver.
The turtle comes back.
A lone yes. Black turtle.
Yeah, turtle.
To me.
Exactly.
First question for each of you. Were you good to your friends?
Hmm.
I think Walter and Dorothy were.
Yeah, I had a way out and I went back for them.
Okay. Dorothy, you get an XP. Walter?
I guess so. I mean, like, okay. Overall, yes. Okay. Because Walter was like, Walter's thing was like, we're getting out of here. He's like, I'm looking for opportunities. We're getting out of here, and that was done, you know, out of interest, not just for himself but for his friends as well. He did taunt God, which got Dakota almost killed. But maybe that's I wouldn't
is
count
that
as him being
fault, though? Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really him being unkind to his friends. That is,
he didn't say, "Oh, I bet you won't kill Dakota."
Yeah, I bet you won't. Wuss.
Yeah, he's bugging.
Exactly.
Nerd. Yeah, I think he was good to his friends.
I agree. I think Dakota tried to be good to her friends.
I think that Edward is our friend, and by attempting to free him from the vines,
yeah,
Dakota was being good to her friends.
Okay. I mean, I'm okay with that, I think. You okay with that, Kendrick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Dakota was.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, cool.
Second question is, did you overcome your fears?
Dorothy, 100% Dorothy yes. Are you serious?
The most overcoming fears that we've ever done in this game.
Okay, hold on. I mean, Walter, you did something too, though. You literally stood up to fucking Albert.
That is true. I sicked a dog on him.
You also tempted God.
You also tempted God.
But you know, I do not list God as a fear among Walter's, you know.
That's fair.
Whoa. Walter doesn't fear God.
I see no gods up here but me.
Yeah.
All right, what about Dakota?
I don't think so.
What are you afraid of again?
Well, being center attention, being abandoned, and swimming.
Yeah, okay. I guess that, yeah.
So, and then, did you learn a lesson?
I don't know.
Don't taunt God.
Don't taunt God. He will threaten to murder your friends.
God, don't play. I'm trying to think of a way to I feel like Dakota learned a lesson. I'm trying to find the big whole sentence version of saying that.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Dakota learned a lot to put herself aside and to kind of focus on other people. I also think that Dakota learned when to fight and what's important to fight for.
Okay. I like that. 1 XP for you. Anybody else? Walter, Dakota, Dorothy?
I don't know if I learned anything.
You didn't learn anything? Goddamn!
I know!
I feel like Dorothy, you had to learn something. You faced a fear.
Yeah. What did you learn from facing your fear?
I guess that not all dogs are scary.
Bada bang! There we go. See, there's a lesson.
Is that really a lesson? Okay.
Yeah, why is that not a lesson? That's
like I just feel like Dakota had this deep revelation, and I'm just like, dogs are okay sometimes, like.
Hey, excuse me. Dogs are Dorothy's trauma. Working through your trauma takes small steps. If part of that small step is, hey, maybe not all dogs want to eat me. That's a life changing lesson for a child.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
For real.
All right, fine. I learned that dogs didn't always want to eat me. All right.
Bam, there we go.
Dakota learned not to give the owl your gun.
Don't give owls guns,
yeah. That classic lesson.
Keep that shit to yourself.
Walter, what about you?
I mean, maybe we could rephrase don't taunt God into like your actions have fucking consequences.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great lesson. Great lesson for a child to learn.
Especially, like, the consequences was, like, other people got hurt because of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody tally up your XP, and if you have 4 plus your current level, you get to level up.
2, right?
Yeah, we are.
Wait.
So we would need 6.
Oh.
Which I have.
Yeah.
I get a level
God
up.
Damn it.
Me too.
Yeah.
6?
And we still retain the leftover, right?
Yeah. So you subtract 6
XP?
From
that. Jesus.
I only have 1 leftover. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what you get for failing.
Dude, I literally have 3 XP.
Just the 3 from these? Oh. Well, you don't feel that as much as everyone else.
I've decided this long before. I am taking +1 mush to get it to 0 because grift is by far the most used role that. Or the most used move that Walter has done.
That's true. That is very true. Everyone who leveled up, increase your health by 1.
Yeah. Like overall health? Cool.
Yep. Every time you level up, you increase it by
8. I'm a fucking tank. Tank of a weasel.
God, 6.
Welcome to the big leagues, Walter.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been an amazing session of Babes in the Woods. I realized at the start of this, I did not see who made the game. We're playing Babes in the Woods by Adam X. Voss at World Champ Game Co. I guess I'm just going to put this at the top, or maybe I'll leave it here. Who knows? But it's a Powered by the Apocalypse game, obviously. Inspired by Over the Garden Wall and other kind of Americana folktales and so on and so forth. This has been absolutely amazing. Had tons of fun. And as always, I am your humble game master, Kendrick. You can find me on all social media at Kendo Makes Films. And I can finally say this because at this point in time, we have figured out all of our stuff. You can follow us at Twitter at is it TYT Pod?
It is Tales Yet Told on Twitter.
Oh shit, yeah, we actually got Tales Yet Told. Whole thing? Yo, that's awesome. You can follow our podcast at Tales Yet Told on Twitter. Instagram? Is it the same on Instagram?
Not yet. Well, we will, as far as I know right now, we will be closing out on the Spotify accounts and also our Apple Music accounts.
Okay, awesome. So yes, you can follow us on social media at Tales Yet Told. We'll have more information for you. I probably, at this point, you already know about this, but just so it is said. Awesome. At this point, here we are, number of episodes in, and we figured out the name of the podcast. Yeah. Look at us.
Hey, things take time.
Awesome. Things take time. And with us today was Gus.
Yeah, I'm Gus. You can find me on social media at August Nobby. It's KNOBBE. I make music. It's all right. It's if you like the music in this podcast, check out other stuff that I do. Yeah.
Specifically. Awesome. And also with us was Hilda.
Hello. Go follow my cat's Instagram. It's Elliot the Kitty Cat. That is two L's and two T's in Elliot. He needs to be loved by the world.
The way God intended. And last, but again, certainly not least, Marcy.
Hello, I'm Marcy. You can find me on Twitter or Twitch at Soapy Squid. That is going to be SOAPIESQUID. And thank you guys so much again for listening. I appreciate it.
Absolutely amazing. It's been a wonderful episode, everyone, and we hope to see you all next week. Bye.
Bye. Outro music.
Outro music. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gay. Roll Dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.